I had a few different ideas of what I might talk about, but I really couldn't figure out what I want to talk about until the events that occurred on January 26th of this year. And as many as you know, there was a helicopter flying from Orange County, California to Newberry Park, a northern suburb of Los Angeles. And shortly before 10 a.m. Pacific time, it crashed in Calabasas, California, where all eight passengers and the pilot died. Those nine included NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, his wife Carrie, their daughter Alyssa, Christina Mauser, the pilot Ara Zobayan, Sarah Chester, and her daughter Peyton. And when I was having, over the last couple weeks, and even up to the recently, this is one of the main topics when talking with people, because for my generation, Kobe Bryant was an icon. It just was devastating to most people, and they were heartbroken and just saying that his life was too short. And when I had this thought, going back to James chapter 4, starting verse 13, if you're still there. Come now, ye who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Specifically, verse 14, talking about how we don't know what tomorrow will bring and that life is short and it will vanish, was something that kept coming in my mind over and over again when talking with people and just experiencing life. And as for me and everyone else, we've all had those experiences of people leaving us too soon. An example would be with my father when he passed away when I was 15. It was devastating, and at the time, I didn't think that it was fair, but it occurred. But just looking at that, and then look at all the ages of everyone that died on that helicopter crash. Kobe Bryant was 41. His daughter was 13. John Altobelli was 56. His wife, Carrie, was 46. Their daughter, Alyssa, was 13. Christina was 38. The pilot, Ara Zobayan, was 50. Sarah Chester was 45, and her daughter Peyton was 13. Besides the three girls who were on the same basketball team, all of them were different ages, but all died on the same day. And what that thought, it just made me go back to verse 14. And that's what makes me think, is that we're not guaranteed tomorrow or tonight. Even later tonight, something could happen to one of us, and we could pass away. Or, like 1 Thessalonians says, Christ could return like a thief in the night. The only thing that we're guaranteed is that we could go of one of two places, which is heaven or hell. And just like when looking at all the people responding to Kobe Bryant's death, you could see how devastated and upset they were. And seeing how upset they were, that makes me think that that's how we should feel when we talk to people we go to school with, or people we work with, or people we are friends with, or even people of our own family that we've never told the gospel to. Because as of right now, their lives are ending and going to hell. So I ask you this, why wait? Why wait to talk to them? If you haven't been baptized, why wait to be baptized? If you've fallen away or have sinned and you want to repent of those sins, why wait? Please come forward now as we stand and as we sing.